Ted Lasso has returned to Apple TV Plus for its highly anticipated third season. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show spends a lot of time basking in the glow of its quirky characters, for better and worse.
How you feel about this latest and possibly last season of Ted Lasso probably depends on how you feel about the characters in Ted Lasso. That's because star, co-creator, and executive producer Jason Sudeikis and his fellow producers spend a lot of time this season savoring the quirky, familial vibe of the show's signature personalities. Like this moment, featuring Rebecca Welton, the woman who owns the British soccer team that Ted Lasso manages, played by Hannah Waddingham. Rebecca can't hide that she really wants to beat a rival team beloved by sports media called West Ham United, owned by her ex-husband, Rupert.
The worst part is that they've picked Rupert to finish in the top four.
Rupert's going to play this year?
What? No.
Oh, so you mean West Ham?
Precisely. Everyone thinks he's better than us.
They. Everyone thinks they are better than us.
Yes, that's what I said, they. So, what's the plan? How are we going to beat him?
Them.
Exactly.
Fans of the show know that Sudeikis' Ted Lasso faces a rivalry with a former assistant, unctuous strategist Nate Shelley, who left Ted's team for a job as head coach at West Ham. Nate is becoming a terror at West Ham, berating a reporter during a press conference.
You are now the manager of a contending Premier League team, but just 2 years ago, you were a mere kit man washing another team's underwear. I mean, it must all feel a bit overwhelming for you.
What's overwhelming is the confusion I feel when someone so intelligent looking asks such a stupid question.
But when asked to respond to public insults from Nate aggressively, Ted decides to crack jokes pointed at himself.
Well, I'm so dumb that the first time I heard y'all talking about Yorkshire pudding, I thought it was a fancy word y'all had for dog poop. Yeah. I mean, I'm so dumb.
How dumb are you?
Yeah, all right, well, you know. Well, whenever I text someone over here about money, I still spell pounds LBS.
Those who've been watching the show a while know these self-deprecating quips hide a deeper pain, likely connected to Ted's own questions about whether he should stay in Britain to win a major championship as his ex-wife and son seemingly move on without him in America. Regret is a common theme this season, as various characters consider choices made and roads not taken. Even Brett Goldstein's gruff soccer star turned coach Roy Kent wonders to Ted if he retired too early.
I don't want to be one of them broken down footballers just taking up space until they're dropped years after they should have been.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks think it's better to quit than be fired, you know?
There's a part of me that maybe I should have stayed, just enjoyed myself. But that is not who I am, I guess.
Not yet.
Yeah, that line has a double meaning, but I can't explain without dropping a major spoiler. So just trust that this admission means a lot. For those who hate character development presented that obviously, this season may be a tough slog. Characters here often do what real people rarely do, bearing their inner feelings through perceptive monologues. Despite Sudeikis' statements that this season wraps up the story he wanted to tell, Apple TV Plus hasn't said for sure if Ted Lasso will end here. And it's tough to know if these moments will add up to a truly great series conclusion if it does. But it's a measure of Ted Lasso's quality that even if they don't, we'll still be left with some pretty compelling television. I'm Eric Deggans.